Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on understanding is your substitute. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 25 and 26. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past, for he was looking ahead and including them in what he would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate his righteousness, for he himself is fair and just, and he makes sinners right in his sight when they believe in Jesus. For a few days now, we've been discussing the concept of understanding. Today, please permit me to digress just a little bit. Today, I want to speak to a category of people who are dear to God's heart. A special set of people who God is desperately seeking. People who God loves and wants to ensure that they are on his side forever. Today's message is for people who have never consciously surrendered their lives over to Jesus and accepted his finished work on the cross. If you are such a person, please, the Lord is speaking to you today. I love the version of the Bible in which our anchor scripture is read because it is so clear and concise. Man sinned in the Garden of Eden. By that one act of sin, sin came into the human race. Every man born of a woman was birthed into this sin. The law in the spiritual is clear. The soul that sins shall die. Not just physical death, but spiritual death also. The second and more horrible kind of death. As all humans had now been tainted by sin, all humans were automatically sentenced to death. But the Bible tells us that God loved us so much that he could not watch his most prized creations die just like that. So guess what he did? He sent Jesus. As through one man, sin entered the world. God, who the Bible calls fair and just, then sent another man through whom life will reign. Remember, through one man came sin. Through a second man now came life. But God is saying, to tap into this life, you must believe that Jesus came to the earth, sacrificed his life, shed his blood, died and rose again. He did all this for one reason and one reason alone, to make you listening right now, right with God again. All you have to do is believe and confess and begin your journey with him. What if I don't believe this, I hear you ask. The answer is simple. The penalty for sin in Ezekiel 18:20 will be your portion. But if you desire to make Jesus the Lord of your life, please say this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for the substitutionary work of the cross. I believe now that Jesus died for my sins. I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord and personal Savior. I promise to serve and live for you, Lord, all the days of my life. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed and if you just prayed that prayer, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you. Bye.